The book of the prophet Isaiah gets a prominent place during this season of Lent, largely because so much of what is in the book of Isaiah about service can easily be applied to Jesus. There are the suffering servant psalms, for example, one of which we hear today. In this, we get an idea of what it means to be like Jesus. For what we see here today are certain qualities of the servant that obviously should be emulated by all of us. But what comes through in most of these, in this reading, is the ultimate trust that Jesus had in the Father. I don't know about you, but trust is a very difficult thing for me. Not that I can't trust human beings, it's easy enough to kind of sort out who's trustworthy and who isn't, but rather that it's hard to trust God. He's not as obvious as another person in this life. Sometimes he speaks in subtle and soft ways that require us to look carefully for his presence. Whatever it is, trusting in God is probably the most important aspect for any relationship. For if we don't trust God, then we clearly wouldn't give any real commitment to God because he may not be trustworthy. But if we trust God, then indeed a relationship is given to us that is eternal. It's what Jesus hints at with Peter when he says, "You will follow me later." Peter, like Jesus, will be crucified. Peter upside down because he didn't feel worthy. Let us ask the Lord today to increase our trust, that we might believe more strongly in the things that Jesus calls us to do and to be.